entire state of Ohio remains under an air quality advisory through midnight Thursday. The National Weather Service says smoke from Canadian wildfires will adversely impact air quality. The agency expects the air quality index to be in the unhealthy for sensitive groups range. Smoke over the area will result in reduced visibilities and poor air quality today. Canton City Council Monday voted to approve a review of the city's utility rates. Canton raised sewer rates 15%, water rates 13.5%, and sanitation charges 2.7% earlier this year. The vote was 11-1 to hire Raftellis Financial Consultants to compare Canton's water, sewer, and sanitation rates with other regional providers, while also examining industrial surcharges, additional fees, and current city practices. The study will cost nearly $200,000. Councilman Frank Morris cast the no vote, calling the study unnecessary. Authorities investigating after a man believed to be in his mid-50s was found dead in the Portage Lakes East Reservoir. The South Summit dive team recovered the man's body Wednesday morning after a search that lasted several hours. His identity is awaiting confirmation from the Summit County Medical Examiner's Office. Coventry Township Fire Chief Adam Rokic says divers used new sonar devices called Aqua Eye to locate the body around 9:45. The search began after a neighbor reported seeing a boat on the water with its lights on early Wednesday. Crews later found the boat with a large amount of water inside, fishing gear in the water, and no one aboard. The man was not wearing a life preserver. A wastewater spill at an East Liverpool transfer station being cleaned up after a tanker released about 600 gallons of regulated wastewater Tuesday evening. The Ohio EPA says the spill happened at the Arkwood Environmental Facility on St. George Street, with some material reaching the parking lot and storm sewer. Cleanup crews used absorbent materials and removed impacted soil. Officials say the release stayed on the property and did not affect any streams. Arkwood says the wastewater came from a customer's manufacturing process and contain mostly water with trace amounts of metal. A Mahoning County judge said an Austintown woman accused in a case involving the death of a teenager found in her home has been found incompetent to stand trial. 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell faces multiple charges, including involuntary manslaughter and endangering children, following the discovery of the body during an April welfare check at her South Raccoon Road home. The identity of the body has not been released, as well as the cause and date of death. Mitchell will be treated in a mental health facility until it's determined if her competency can be restored. Man accused of a road rage incident in Poland Township faces a felonious assault charge. Tyler Davis scheduled to appear Friday in Struthers Municipal Court. Police say he was driving a pickup truck that struck a Ford Explorer multiple times on Route 224 eastbound near the ledges July 5th. The SUV driver told officers Davis forced the vehicle into oncoming traffic before getting out and approaching with a metal bar. Three people in the SUV were taken to Akron Children's Hospital for evaluation. Davis denied threatening anyone but admitted hitting the other vehicle. A metal bar was found under the seat of Davis' truck. A Portage County judge has sentenced former attorney Patrick Warzak to 42 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to 15 child pornography-related charges. The Kent resident admitted to 9 counts of pandering sexually-oriented material involving a minor, 6 counts of illegal use of a minor and nudity-oriented material. Prison term will run at the same time as the 30-month sentence he's already serving for soliciting a 12-year-old child for sexual activity. Investigators say a forensic search of several electronic devices uncovered more than 1,100 files containing child sexual abuse material and more than 2,300 additional images of juveniles in various states of undress. A lender is demanding repayment of nearly $3.8 million from Schwebel Baking Company. Spectrum Commercial Finance filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Youngstown-based bakery defaulted on its loan agreement. The lender says suits filed by the Teamsters Union and a pension fund, along with Schwebel's request to limit operations, triggered a default under the financing contract. Spectrum is seeking full repayment plus interest and fees. Schwebel's announced last month it would shut down by the end of the summer, eliminating about 370 local jobs, but told a federal judge it might seek bankruptcy protection while pursuing a sale. Miller Poultry investing nearly $90 million to expand its Wayne County processing plant in Kidron. The Wayne Economic Development Council says the 90,000-square-foot addition will increase operations by more than 40% and create at least 75 new jobs. The company acquired the former Gerber's poultry facility last year, where more than 700 people are already employed. The expansion will replace the plant's water chilling system with an air chilling process. Construction expected to wrap up in phases with a new processing system finished early next year, the remaining improvements completed by the end of 2027.